Acute Diarrhea in Children by All Star Medics. Acute diarrhea is defined as the passage of three or more loose or watery stools per day, or one voluminous loose or watery stool. Causes may be infectious, including bacteria like Vibrio cholerae, Salmonella, Shigella, E. coli, and Campylobacter pylori, viruses such as rotavirus, norovirus, adenovirus, and astrovirus, and parasites like Giardia lamblia, Entamoeba histolytica, or Cryptosporidium. Systemic infections such as influenza, measles, malaria, HIV, pneumonia, urinary tract infection, meningitis, or sepsis may also cause diarrhea. Non-infectious causes include food poisoning, drugs, food intolerance, food allergy, inflammatory bowel disease, or celiac disease. Children may present with watery or loose stools, sometimes bloody, along with abdominal cramps, pain, tenesmus, urgency, vomiting, poor appetite, and fever. Dehydration assessment is critical. Mild dehydration presents as restlessness, sunken eyes, thirst, and slow skin pinch. Severe dehydration is indicated by lethargy or unconsciousness, very sunken eyes, inability to drink, and a very slow skin pinch. Fluid management is classified into three plans. Plan A is for no dehydration. Children receive ORS according to age and per loose stool. Plan B is for some dehydration. ORS 75 milliliters per kilogram over 4 hours with reassessment. Plan C is for severe dehydration. Rapid intravenous rehydration using Ringer's lactate or half-strength Darrow's with 5 to 10% dextrose at 100 milliliters per kilogram, reassessing every 1 to 2 hours and repeating once if no improvement. IV fluids are reserved for shock, severe acidosis, ileus, altered consciousness, resistant vomiting, or when ORS fails. Zinc supplementation should be given for 10 to 14 days, 10 milligrams daily for infants under 6 months, 20 milligrams daily for children 6 months and above. Nutritional assessment is essential. Children should continue age-appropriate feeds, avoiding juices, carbonated drinks, or cereal-based over-the-counter preparations. Those with malnutrition require careful fluid management to avoid overload. Antibiotics are not recommended for most watery diarrhea, except for dysentery or suspected cholera. Antimotility agents should never be used as they may cause fatal paralytic ileus. Ondansetron may be used in selected cases if vomiting persists. In summary, acute diarrhea is a common pediatric illness with the major risk of dehydration. Assessment, timely fluid management, zinc supplementation, continued feeding, and selective antibiotic use are key to reducing morbidity and mortality.